Okay, so we're beginning on the Mishnah on Kaf Amud Beis. Welcome. I'll go over this Mishnah again from last night, and then we'll take everything down slowly, I hope. So, Arba'a Nedarim Tirucha Chachamim. There are four types of Nedarim. Chamim Makir means even without a Shelah Chacham, you don't go to Beis and do anything. It's like the zero. It is Nidrei Zeruzin. Nidrei Zeruzin are motivational Nedarim, as we'll see in Mishnah shortly. It's like people are making a neder to, like, you know, get the price up or get the price down, depending on whether you're a seller or a buyer. But Nidrei Havai are Nedarim based on an exaggeration. So that's coming up on Friday's daf. So the Gemara says on Chaptal and Mabay is Nidrei Havai. He says, Konam imlorihi b'derech hazeh kolim Mitzrayim. He says, like, this fruit or whatever should be Konam, prohibited to me, if I didn't see there's so many people on the street, on the road, like Olei Mitzrayim. So it doesn't mean, it's like an exaggeration. It doesn't really mean to make any nether. Nidrei Shigago, this will be on Shabbos' daf on Chaf Hamad Beis. So the Mishnah has different examples of Nidrei Shigago, but the Mishnah says Nidrei Shigago in Achalti Vim Shatiti is Kar Shachal V'Shato. Like he says something is going to be konam, something's going to be prohibited to him. I ate or drank today, and he forgot that he thought he didn't eat or drink, and he did. So that's Nidrei Shigago. He says, V'nidrei Onsin, that's where it was an Ones, and 1 second. So Nidrei Onsin, that's on Chav Zayin. So that will be next Monday. So Nidrei Onsin is Hidiro Chavero. If, like, Reuven says to Shimon that, you're subject to a neder, shiuchalitz lo. In other words, he imposed a neder on Shimon, who he wants to be a guest, b'chalahu o shechalah b'no. And then the guest got sick, or the son's, or the guest son got sick, shikonahar. That's a nidrei onsin. So we're on the top of the days in the Mishnah Josh. Okay, so those are four types. So now, but it means each of those in Darim are not, they don't need to do a Shez Chacham. So two lines from the bottom. So Nidrei Ziruzin, Ketzad, what's Nidrei Ziruzin? It means like a motivational type of neder. Hayamocher Chafetz, Viomer Konam She'ini Potzchet L'cham and Asal. Yeah, Reuven is, you know, entertaining selling an object to Shimon. And Reuven wants four Zuzim for it. So he's selling the Chafetz, let's say the chair, and he says, Konam, there's going to be a konam, I'm going to be prohibited to even benefit from any money I receive. I'm not going to accept less than a sella. A sella is four zuzim. In other words, that's my bottom price, four zuzim. But halo omer, and the purchaser says, konam, I'm going to be prohibited in getting hana from the item if I give you more than a shekel, which is two zuzim. In other words, so the seller wants four zuzim or four dinarim, and the buyer two dinarim. He says, Shneim wrote in Bishlosha Dinarim. So the Mishnah says, it's really, they both want three Zuzim. And it's just like, they're just trying to, like, you know, press the situation in the marketplace, but not that anybody really expects it to be an editor. And there was neither one. It was, you need Piv Belibo Shav, meaning that his mouth and his heart are in the same place. And it's not that way here. Let me just do some Ron. Let me do some Afarshim. And then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. Let's look at the Ron downstairs. So Arba'a Nedarim Tiru Chachamim, Lefarsh Begmar Shem Utar Me'elehem Below Heter Chacham, so you don't need a Heter Chacham, Nidrei Ziruzin, Shlo Nadar Lezareiz Chaveiro, Shlo Yamod Bodato, Kifarsh Va'azil. He just does it to motivate his friend, like to get the price up, or get the price down. The Nidrei Havai, I say Nedarim, exaggeration. The Ron says, Nidrei Shino Klum, he learns it's like nothing. Shamir V'shit Nitar Gimino Havai Ubur, it's like, well, Shamir Rashid is in the Pasuk, but he says, like, nothingness. He says, Konam Shini Pochet Lecha, Konam Damavalai. The seller says that the money will be prohibited to me. Imani Mokro Pachot Misela, Shu Arba Dinarim. If I sell to you less than Arba Dinarim, the money should be prohibited to me. And then the purchaser says, Konam Shini Mosifakala Shekel. He makes a Konam Mekakalai, the item I'm purchasing, that's it's a chair, but whatever it is, should be prohibited to me. And when he must if look be yet me check, those who should dinar, but you pay more than two dinarim. So let's see further. 1 second. The next round on the top on the Kapal from the top line. It says Shneim wrote some Shosha dinarium. The Tana Mishnah says they both really want to cut a deal of three dinarium. Reminds me of, like, law, you know, that would be the way, like, you know, you'd be negotiating with your adversary, you know, and anyway, so he says, Shamocher hayadat tilishlosha. The seller had intended to sell for 3 dinarim. In other words, he wants to get him off the 2 dinar mark. So, but he, the seller, is thinking 3. Just give him a shlosha. And Lokech was also thinking 3. He wants the guard, the seller, to come down. He wants that he shouldn't stay to 4 dinarim. For those reasons, the net is not chal. The top of the milton fishedark and shemocher v'lokeach v'kach shemachil l'mikru devarim shabalev. I'll explain in a minute. Let me just do the rush and then we'll talk. If you look in the rush in the margin, the rush, push the rush. You have the rush, Josh. Here, look at my finger. You see? Okay. So he says, shneim rotsim b'shlosha dinarim v'lo ya b'livam l'shem neder. And it was neither one intends to really make a neder. Ela mocher. The seller just makes this quote neder to get the buyer to offer more money. He says, and the buyer makes the so-called neder, so just the seller should come down the price. You need that his mouth and his heart in the same place. In other words, the seller doesn't intend that he's, in other words, the seller says, he subs to Konam if he drops the price below 4 dinarim. But he intends to drop it below 4 dinarim. He's just making this because he wants the guy to come up to 3 dinarim. And the buyer says, Konam the object on me if I pay more than 2 dinarim. But he intends to go to more than 2 dinarim, but he just wants the seller to come off 4. He says, V'avogav, so it means like Pivalibo enam shavim, like his heart and his mouth are the same thing. Lose his mouth is saying the netter, but in his heart, he doesn't intend it to be a netter. He just wants to, you know, motivate the buyer or the seller, you know, to come up or come down, as the case may be appropriate. The avogav zvorm shalevenim devarim. There's another klal that which you think doesn't mean anything. It's just what you say. The im yomar hanoder kachia b'libishna darti lo zlina batar machshavto. He says normally we don't say, and those normally not concerned about what his thinking is. If you said X, that's it. But he says hecha demuchav milta kihacha. Here where it's like. Except it is like it's obvious that that's what it was. That's the way the marketplace, that's the way people speak in the marketplace. In this instance, we go after Dvarim Shibalev, things in the heart, because we understand that's the way it works. Okay, now who's got questions, comments to us on anything we did in the Mishnah so far? What's up?
Without a rabbi or a tribunal, how do you establish if the neder fit into these 4 categories?
In other words, if you don't know anything, then you need to go to a Rav to help you sort the thing out. But if you know, it's like anything else in life. If you know the halacha, you know the halacha. What can I tell you? I didn't know meat needs to be salted. How do I know? You know,
this sort of encourages.
No, the bottom line is saying it doesn't require a shale of a chacham. You don't need the chacham to be matir the neder. It's just by itself. It's nothing. That's what it's saying.
It's void ab initio.
So if you want to know whether you fall into the category, now so you'll go to Rav, and maybe he'll tell you this is a case of nidrei zirusin. Okay, that's the end of it. Okay. All right, I'm going to go now further than Gemara. Okay, any other questions? Okay, let's go further. So we're on the top line on a Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara says, Arba Anadar. Now, again, I explained the Mishnah based on the Maskana. The Gemara is going to think of a different shot in the Mishnah than what I just said. Okay, so the Gemara says, Arba Anadar Mitiru Chafam Lechulei. So the Mishnah says there are 4 types in Zarim that the Chafamim were Matir. You would even without a Hatar Zarim. It's just nothing. It says, Amrli Rabbi Abba Bar Mama, the Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Abba Bar Mama said to Rabbi Ami, Amrli Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, you said to us the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is the grandson of Rabbi. Rabbi is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. He had a grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. He says, Man Tana Arba Nadarim. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah that says Arba Nadarim? Rabbi Yehuda Hi, the Amar Mishim Rabbi Tarfon, Nilam Enechamim Nazir, Lepishlon Enadazir Laflaw. So the way that the Ram takes this, and this is the way the Arsha went and the Mesitza Gemara also went, although like on the side, I think that the Rush, I don't think he's following exactly this way, not the same Gemara, but there's a Mishnah in Masechet Nazir. Let's say you have Yisachar and Zvulun see somebody coming down the road. And Yisachar is certain that it's Reuven. So Yisachar, to lend emphasis to his word, says, if that's Reuven, I'm going to be a Nazir. Because I don't know, it seems I would have done it the other way around, but that's the way he says. I'm so certain it's Reuven. If it's Reuven, I'm a Nazir. And Zvulun says, I'm so certain it's not Reuven. If it's not Reuven, it's I'm a Nazir. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon says, neither one is a Nazir, according to Rabbi Tarfon. Neither one is a Nazir, because again, so the Gemara says, a flaw is you have to say like clear words, but it has to be with certainty, meaning that even though one of them, in other words, one of them has to be is presumably correct, it either is Reuven or it's not Reuven, but neither one is going to be a Nazir, regardless of whether he is Reuven or not Reuven, because the way that Rabbi Tarfon, the way that Rabbi Yehuda understands Rabbi Tarfon, if there's any stipulation connected to the Neder, it's not the Neder is not Chal. So if I say, if this, then that, the Neder is not Chal, according to the way Rabbi Yehuda understands Rabbi Tarfon. So they said, if it's this, then I'm a Nazir. So Nazir has to be, no, absolutely, bang, 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 not if, I'm a Nazir. You know, it's not subject to if, then, or but. So the Gemara thinks that our Mishnah is going with the same Tzad. In other words, the person is saying that if I should sell this item for less than this amount of money, then and under those circumstances, you know, there's a konam here. So our Mishnah says that that's not binding. Now, we assume, and we had this earlier in the Gemara in Daf Gimel, that there's a hekesh. Now, assume we know there's a hekesh between the Darim and the Zirus. There's a hekesh, a connection in the Pasuk between the Darim and the Zirus. So the Gemara takes it that just like I have the dinim of hafla for Nazirus, I would have the same dinim of hafla for Nadarim. So the same demands for certainty by Nazirus apply to Nadarim as well. So that would mean, according to this opinion, I can never have a condition with the Neder. I can never have a condition with Nazirus. So just like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Tarfon says, I can't have a condition with Nazirus, I have a condition I'm not a Nazir. So too, if I have a condition, if I sell it, less than that, then that, so that's not a neder. That's what we think the Mishnah means. That's what we think the Pshat in the Mishnah is, okay? Let me do a few lines and then I'll pause, okay? So we're on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, welcome. So he says, so we think that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Tarfon, and who holds that you need haflah. So Rava Amar, I feel the same Rabbana. So Rava says, you could even say our Mishnah goes according to the Chachamim who are Mechulak with Rabbi Tarfon. So again, Rabbi Tarfon says if they see somebody walking down the street, and Yisachar says if it's Reuven, I'm a Nazir, and Zvulun says if it's not Reuven, I'm a Nazir. So the Chachamim say that one of them is a Nazir. So they don't, their definition, this is the way Rabbi Packer was saying, was everybody agrees you need a level of Haflah by Nazirus, because the Pasuk says you have to have Haflah. But hafla doesn't include, you know, the condition part. So you can say hafla means like a clear statement or things like that, but it doesn't include the condition part. So even the chachamim who would hold that it would be nazirus, even they could hold by our Mishnah. How so? Rabbi Mar Filtim Rabbanan, mi katani shneim ratzu. Does the Mishnah say shneim ratzu that at the end of the day they both agreed to sell it for three? So it means that initially they thought that each one makes this neder, and they make the neder, if I sell for less than this, that, then sell for less than that. And then, ratsu, then at the end of the, so initially we think that when the seller says, I'm not selling it for less than four, and the buyer says, I'm not paying more than two, and if I do, I'm subject to a neder. Each one says, I'm subject to a neder. So we think initially they agreed that that's what they intended. But if it would say ratsu, at the end of the day, they agreed to three dinar or three zuzim, so then if that were the case, so then that would be just like the same case as the case in the Zirus, in Nazir, that there was condition, and in Achinami, the Chachamim hold that it is a neder, and so then it would be subject to a neder. But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah doesn't say Shneim Ratzu, Shneim Rotzim Shlosha Dinarim. They both want, means from the get-go, they wanted three dinar, meaning from the get-go, like I said before, when they made the neder, they did not intend that the neder should be a neder. In other words, the seller when he's saying, if I sell for less than four, you know, for this netter, he wants to sell for three, even when he makes a netter. And the buyer, when he says, if I buy it for more than two, you know, instead of the netter, he intends to buy it for three. So from the get-go, neither one wants to be subject to this netter. So that's it. So even the Chachamim who say that you could have a conditional netter, but they'll agree with this Mishnah, because the Mishnah, again, the way I'm seeing Pshat in the Mishnah, the way I said initially, it's going with a different malach. Okay, wait, just one second. Let me just take a look here. One minute. Yeah. Okay, let's just look at a little bit Ron, and then we'll see where we go. Okay, one second. Okay, yeah. If you look at Rava Amar around the 10th medium wide line in the Ron, he says, Rava, do you have the place, Josh? You have it or not? Rava Amar, the 10th medium wide line in the Ron. You have it or not? Here, look at my. Okay. So Rava Amar, Afil Tim Rabbanan, Mikitani Shetim Ratsu, Klomar, the Manitin Denidre Ziruzin, La Mishum Haflahi. Meaning, it's not working with the pshat that I just gave with Haflah, because the condition, in other words, that he says, El Mishum Shashamu Chacham Da'atam, Shlo Nadru Bedavko, El Zerayz, Demei, Katani Ratsu, Shehim Mashmutush Ratsu Basov, Shneim Rotsin Katani, Mashmu Chilav Yatsov. In other words, from the beginning, that's what they wanted to sell for. Okay, let me just pause for a second. One second. Okay. Who's the question? If it said Ratsu, so then it would mean that initially they each intended it to be an editor, but then later on they agreed to sell it for three. They came down. So then if they each agreed to that it should be a netter initially, so in Achinami, the first malach is that according to Rebbe, it's not a binding netter because it's conditional netter, not binding. But according to Chachamim, it is binding netter. So the Mishnah cannot go like the Chachamim if it said Ratsu. But it says, does it say Ratsu? No, it doesn't say Ratsu. It says Ratsim. It means from the get-go they want it, so they never intended it to be a netter. Okay? Everybody good? All right, I'm going to move on. All right, now, Hafla means, yeah, clear. That's right. Hafla means clear. So let's be back on the Gemara. So, Amarli Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Amarlo Femi Sela. Now, this is a different case. Let's say the seller, now a seller is 4 dinarim and a shekel is 2 dinarim. So in our Mishnah, the seller wanted to sell it for 4 dinarim. And the buyer ostensibly wanted to buy it for 2 dinarim, but the Gemara says they each wanted 3 dinarim. So then, under those circumstances, we say that in the darim they made, we're not really in the darim, because that's what they were thinking. But let's say the distance between the buyer and the seller, between the demand and the offer, is much greater. At least that's one way we learn this Gemara. So I'm only Ravina Ravashi, I'm a lo tfei sella. Let's say the seller says, I want 5 dinarim, not 4. And the other one says, I'll buy it for 1. So instead of being, you know, 4 and 2, where 3 would be in the middle, it's 5 and 1. At least that's one way to learn. So nidra have o ziruzin have. So then under those circumstances, do I say that what they really said was a neder? In other words, in Afinami, they meant it as a neder. In other words, I'm not coming below the price, and those below the price. Or it was such as a ziruzin. In other words, they just want to motivate the other one to come down, to come up, it was the same as before. So that's the question the Ravina poses to Ravashi. So Amarle, so Ravashi says back, Tanina, we learn the answer to this in a Mishnah later on, our Masechta, on Daf Samach Gimel. Hayim Isari b'chaveru she'okholoslo. This may be something that we can identify with. Reuven is pressing Shimon that Shimon should come to his house and be his guest there, and or should eat with him. He says, Hayim Isari b'chaveru she'okholoslo. But Amarlo, and then Shimon can't take it anymore. He says, Konam Beitash Shani Nechnas. He says, Konam, in other words, he's making a netter that I can't get any benefit for your house. Konam Beitash Shani Nechnas. I've had enough with pressing me for the meal. Tipat Sonein Shani Toein. At a drop of cold water, he's prohibiting on himself as well. Mutar, notwithstanding that, the Talmud Mishnah says, Mutarli Kines Leveito, Lishdote Menu Tsonein. Shimon, the ostensible guest, is nevertheless permitted to enter Reuven's house and permitted to have a little bit of cold water. He only intended, like, I don't want the 9-course meal. You keep hocking me in China, that I should come to your house for this meal. I can't take this meal anymore, right? So it said he goes over and he says it, but doesn't really mean what he said, that the house is subject to konam or the water is subject to konam. He just meant, so it means that here we also have like a wide range between the host and the guest. The host says, come to my meal for the 9-course meal. And the guy says, no, I'm not even walking to your house. I'm not even drinking a drop of water from you. So even though there's a wide, you know, like a wide range there, we still say that he just meant something in between. And that's what it says. So why should it not be? Why is Tana Mishnah say that he could drink a drop of water and he can go in? He says, Ella, Mishtayinishaki. That's the way people talk. In other words, he meant, I don't want to have a meal with you. That's what he means. So he's making a netter, I can't have a meal with you. But he could come in and have a drop of water. He could come in and benefit from the house. So hachanami mishtayinishaki. So too here, we think that when the seller says five and the buyer says one, and they meet the darim, they don't intend, they intend just for the middle. Okay, now let's take a look. Now, let me just go further. So Amar Leg, this was Ravinim posed a question to Ravashi, and then Ravashi said back to him. So Amar Leg, so Ravina says back to Ravashi, turn page, Midami, how can you compare the two cases? Gabit Sonain, when it comes to a person who's invited to someone's house, which is Sonain, Sneakim Omrimat Bosim Harbe. In other words, it's understood, like, people say, come in, you know, have a little bit to eat, and they give you like a 10-course meal. And so it's like he wants to like cut back and say, I'm not even going to have a drop. You know, in other words, it's understandable that that's the way people work. He says, it's like, and they said in the article, they connected to Leslie's Parsha Shavu with Avraham Avinu. He says, you know, what does he say? He says, One second. Right. So he says, just take some water, Barachatsu Raglechem, Hishanu Tachareitz. Just take a little bit of water and you know, lean against the tree. That's all Avraham Avinu says to him. And then they come in, and then he says to Sarah, and then he says, like the Jewish home, you know, you the whole bunch of things. So he says, right. So he says that's when it comes to the food situation. But here with the seller and the buyer, it's a safek, meaning it could be one of two possibilities. Dilma pachot misela biotero shekel ka'amar. Maybe the seller, you know, or the buyer, he's saying pachot misela would be less than a seller, or yoter al shekel kamar. In other words, maybe the seller just would be willing to sell for less than a seller, and the buyer would take more than a shekel. It's a ruzin hobby. So they're just trying to motivate each other to get to the middle ground. Odilma. Or maybe they mean literally, this is the neder, this is my bottom line, benidra havi. So the Gemara says, keep it right. The Gemara leaves it as a teku. All right, let me just do some runs, and then I will talk, and we'll talk some more, okay? Let's go back and pick up some runs. Now, the Ron has two possibilities with this Gemara. So one that I did and one I did not do with you, but let's take a look. And so first I'll do it inside with the Ron, third wide line. So on the Ron downstairs, the third very wide line. So Amalei Tfei Sela, if the seller said more than a seller, so this is the pshat I did not do with you. He says, Klomar, Shamar lo konam shini pochit l'cham in a seller, upruta. In other words, this is a different pshat. He says, Tfei Sela, I'm not going to cut my price more than a pruta off the seller. He says, one second, he says, V'lo keach amar konam shini mosip l'cham, I'll check shekel pachot mipruta. The buyer says, I'm not going to give you more than a shekel minus a pruta. So a sella is the sella is 4 dinarim. So according to the way the Ron understands, this is not the shot I did. So the way the Ron wants to understand it is the seller says, my bottom line is 4 zuzim minus a pruta. And the buyer says, my bottom line is, one shekel, two zuzim minus a pruta. In other words, so they're very precise. He says, nidra habi was zuzim habi. Dichel meymar, kiva denachi kuli ha'la diyuka, but da'afi nidra b'lo lazares. But it was here, the way according to this chat, is it could be since they're so specific on the price, like a pruta is a very small coin, like I'm not coming down below $3.99, that type of thing. So then maybe he means it dafka, not to get the guy to move up or off. But Lishna Chmin, another shot, which is the one I said to you, Amrleit Feini Sela, the seller said Feini Sela, Sha'amar Shalif Kot Mi Chamesh Dinarim, says, I won't sell to you for less than 5 dinarim. But Amrleit Yidach Batsir Min Shekel, so he came by Yoter Min Dinar, and the buyers are not going to give more than dinar. Me and Marina came to Meraki Kulihai Bedafin Adar. Do I say that since the distance between the buyer and seller, or the, you know, between them is so great that they mean it, but dafka. Shlona kavin ze el shem achil v'shtia, alma afagab denachi l'diyuka shen benetrachekar b'mi mashaya rotzecha b'ro shechal, even though they're far apart, this is with the host and the guest, she harei asar l'smo afil dris tzad regel shtia tzonein, the ostensible guest, says asher himself even walking to the house and drinking a little bit of cold water, afil hachi aminon, we don't say he meant it literally. He says, Hachanami, Afagav, turn page, the Amar, Chach Femin Sela, Yidach Batsim, Shekel, Zeruzin, Vlab Dafka. So Zeruzin. So then the Gemara says, Midami, Gabit Sonain, Stikim Omimad Vosimar Bey, Hilkach, Mistafi Hai. Therefore, like the guest, Shimon is afraid, the Modele Batipat Sonain, Shlo Yachilenu Harbey. He's afraid, like, to even, you know, concede, I'll drink a little cold water. I want to have a lot of food. Shemachim mar tipat sonin. Blab dafki doesn't mean literally. Abal hacha lekla meimar hachi, dil madafki kamar, below zarei, zil ifshit bayin menakin l'chumra. So the Ran says that the Gemara never determines the answer to this, so we go l'chumra in this situation, and we would treat it like a neder. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? So there are two kimtas that the Ran has. Either the pshat is that the seller was so precise. He said, you know, 4 dinarim minus a pruta, you know, like the $3.99, and the buyer says, I'm not giving you more than $2.01. So because they're so precise, maybe they meant precise. Or the other pshat is, no, the buyer says 5 dinarim, the seller says 1 dinar, but there's such a big distance. Do I say that they're each trying to get the other one to move off the price? Or do I say, no, that's what they mean. And then that's pshuto kamashmo. All right. Say it again. So what we have to treat it like as if it is an editor. We're going to the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't resolve it, so we treat it like an editor. Okay? Everybody good? Danny, with this? Okay. Let's keep moving. All right, let me just make sure I didn't leave. Yeah, sure.
Okay. You would think
that
not one of the
right. Again, so the Mishnah says that Nidrei Ziruzin, I'm sorry you came a few minutes late, but the Mishnah says Nidrei Ziruzin, if it's a netter that was issued to motivate somebody, so it was never intended to be a netter. It's understood. Everybody understands it's not a netter. It's just that they're talking this way. But the question is, when is it Nidrei Ziruzin? Is it only, in other words, like in the case of the Mishnah, they were, like, say, negotiating, and then someone says, on the side of lesson 4. The buyer's not paying on the 2. The seller says, you know what? And he makes this netter that the money is for, and the buyer says, you know what? And then he makes the netter the other way. So the Gemara says it's understood that they mean they both want 3, and they're just saying this, and so nobody intends to be a netter. But what about when the space between them is greater? Is that what they mean, or maybe they mean no? They mean what they say. So that's what's not clear. So the Gemara says you have to treat it like a netter. Okay. All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. All right. Okay. Now we're up to line 5 on Kafal Gun Beis. Okay, so Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Rav Asi Arban Nedarim Halalu Tzrichim Shel Chacham. So Rav Yehuda says Mar Rav Asi, these 4 Nedarim, not like I explained in the Mishnah, do require Shel Chacham. So Ki Amrita Kami De Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda says, when I said this before Shmuel, this is Amar Tana Tani Arban Nedarim Yitiru Chachamim. The Mishnah says the 4 Nedarim that come more matter. You don't need to. But Amrit Tzrichin Sheila L'Chacham says you say you need a Sheila L'Chacham. It sounds the Mishnah doesn't sound that way. Rabbi Yosef Matni Lala Hashmaita B'Hai Lishna. Rabbi Yosef learned that this piece of the Gemara went down as follows. Am Rabbi Norvasi Ein Chacham Rasha Latir El Kein Arba Nedarim Halalu. He says that a Chacham is only allowed to be matir the Neder if it's like these four nedarim, savar in potchen b'charata. He holds that you can't be put in b'charata. All right, we need the Ran for this, and I'll explain shortly. Okay, so let's look at the Ran, and then we'll talk. So in the third narrow line of the Ran, then you said, "What's okay?" You know, third narrow line. So Tana hitiru demashrishim l'tarim below shela in chacham matir l'kein arba nedarim avalu kolomar she'ein lo lahatir b'charata. So it means Ella bepetach. In other words, we discussed that there are two grounds in which to be matir the neder. Are the charata. Charata is that the person, you know, wasn't in his normal state of mind. He was anger or haste, and now he's calmed down, and now he regrets it. And then the other is a petach, that he, if he had realized everything that would happen, then he would never have made the neder. So the Gemara wants to say, klomar she'in la'atir b'charata ella bepetach. In other words, we shouldn't ever use a charata to matir neder. We should always use a petach. Shah neder shu nitar bepetach, v'chich mitocho shu neder ta'or. If I use a petach, that shows, like, from the face of the neder that it was made a mistake. But v'ke'en arba nedarim, then it's similar to these four nedarim. In other words, these four nedarim, it's clear on the face that they didn't mean anything. So if I have a neder and I didn't realize, not exactly the same, but I didn't realize all the events would take place. Had I realized all the events, I never would have made the neder. That's more like a petach. Aval b'charata lo, but charata not. In other words, so this opinion is rejecting the idea that I can be matir neder based on charata. B'hainu tama da'adit petach mecharata. The reason that a petach is more preferable than charata, l'fi shekol neder shu nitar b'petach, harein noder omer, in other words, by definition, the petitioner, the one who made the neder, is saying, had I realized X, Y, and Z, I never would have made the neder. That's what he's saying. This is Venimsa Nidro Bataot. So it comes out, his neder was Bataot. So he never meant to make the neder. We're like in our Mishnah. But if the basis for being much the neder is Harata, you know, you were angry or something like that. He says, "Einamot seim atzmo shem inim." So we don't know a libo and chila shliyo on a dare. He's not saying that I realize X, Y, or Z. I never would have made neder. El shomer achsha mitocha kas umli mihir in the darky. He says, "I was in my right mind. I was angry. I was rushing." Yeshav ani mitchare dalshin darky miolam. Now I'm mitchare. So one second. Let's see what tomorrow. One second. Okay. So the Right. So the first version we said that you don't need any shayla. The second version is that what Rabbi Yehuda was saying with Ravasi is that just like these four nedarim, nidrei ziruzin, so we understand on their face people never meant to make the neder, and so they don't require shayla chacham. So similarly, when a person comes to a bezdin to be matir neder, he should have a similar basis to vacate the neder, meaning a petach. And not charata. A petach is more similar to the case in the Mishnah. Charata is not so similar. Okay, let's go over again. Okay. So again, a petach, charata means the person says, I was angry at the time. I was in a haste. I didn't know what I was doing. And now that I've calmed down, I really, you know, don't want the neder. That's charata. Okay. No, by hatar nedarim, it's always retroactively canceling it. But the basis is, charata. In other words, I was angry, or whatever. I wasn't in my regular state of mind. So I calmed down. I wanted to, what? Right. Retroactive. Right. Okay. Okay. And then a petach is saying, had I realized at the time I made the neder, that A, B, and C would take place, and those are facts that were in existence at the time, that I never would have made the neder. So the charata is obviously an easier bar to pass over if you're a petitioner than petach, right? Charata is a much easier bar to pass over. But the petach is more similar to the case in the Mishnah. Because the case in the Mishnah, in other words, the case in the Mishnah, we say neither one ever intended to make the neder. That's like the petach. Had I realized X, Y, and Z, I never would have made the neder. So it's not exactly the same, but it's more similar to it. So according to the second version of the Gemara, let's read the Gemara over again, okay? So let me go over those lines again. Okay, line five. So Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav Asi Arban Adam Alal Shvichem Sheil Lachacham. He says they do require Sheil Lachacham. So Ki Amit Kamei Shmuel Amar Tana Tani Arban Adam He Tiru Chami Arban Shvichem Sheil Lachacham. Like you said, the Tana says not that way. So Rav Yosef Mani La Hashmait Bahai Lishna. Rav Yosef learned this statement a little differently. He says Amar Rav Yudah Amar Asi Ein Chacham Rashilat Here El Kein Arban Adam Alalu. He says that any Chacham who's Makir Neder can only be matir neder not for harata, but for petas. Kisavar ain potim b'charata. He holds, this opinion holds, that we can't use harata as a basis to be matir neder. We can only use a petah. Okay, everybody good now or not? Good? Okay. Okay. All right, now let's go further in the Gemara. Ahuda atel kamid Rav Huna. There was somebody who came before Rav Huna. Amarle libach alach. He said, did you have your heart into this nether when you made it? So Amar lay low. He said, no, I did not. Sharia, he was mad to the nether. All right, let's just see the run on this. It's going to come out to be a peta. So he says, I'm looking around. So he says, Amar le libach alach, kolomar, ayah libcha miyushav alecha b'shashan adarta. He says, in other words, were you settled when you made this neder? B'gam achshav incha toheb nidrucha arayom. In other words, you were settled, you just want to be okay right now. B'yahavi ki haigavna lo charatim mikriya. The charatim mikara ba'inon. I didn't say right. No. In other words, he said, no, it is charat. Yeah. In other words, he said, like, were you settled into this? In other words, were you good with it all along, and now you want out of it? He says, oh, lo yalcham yushav alecha shvitocha kasadarta, or did you make the netter out of anger? Yeshavata tohel arishon. Now you regret having done it. Inami, or an alternative shot, libchashi alecha b'shashna darta hu alecha dayin shro sitam v'nidruchad achshav el shem yom zeva elecha tamakaribo. In other words, Were you good with your thinking up till now, and only now you want to change it, or like you're mincharet even from the beginning? But in other words, he's saying, like, are you mincharet, or do you regret even having made this neder because you made it in a state of anger and things like that? So he said, that's the way he says. My in other words, let's back in the Gemara. He says, so who died for coming to Rav Huna? I'm going to leave Bachalach. Did you have your heart into it? Were you doing it like with an even mind when you made the neder? Samarly lo, he says, no, I was sin of anger, now I calmed down, I went out of it. He says, Visharya, so he's mocked to the netter. That's Harata. Now, Ahuda Akhla coming to Rabba Bar Rav Huna, somebody came for Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Amarle, Ilu Hayu Asar Bene Adam Shifai Sucha Bo Tasha Amin Adarta. He said, if there were 10 people around at the time you made the netter to placate you, would you have made the netter? Amarle lo, he said, no, Behiti Ro. He was mocked to him. Let's look at the round on this. He says four lines above where it gets wide in the Ran. So Amar Leilo Kolomar Shlomi Tok Yishuv Adat Nadar Kedivchila Lepichach Nimichar Shnadar Kebilam Shemahach Kisharia. Okay, fine. This I think goes. This is going the previous Gemara, the last narrow line. Umi Udafka Becharata Demi Karaki Aygavna, but Becharata Dehashda Lo. He says, okay, in other words, it can't be that he has charata now. We have the initial charata that, in other words, that he was acting under extreme emotional distress. Okay, now, the first very wide line. So the Ran has a different gears than the Gemara. So in our Gemara, he just says, but I mean, would you have said? He says, no, and he was matirit. But here, the Ran has, he holds that charat is not enough to be matir neder. And then the Ran says, some say, that he holds that charat is good enough. So, in other words, he mentions a different way. If there were, when you made the neder, if 10 people had approached you to try to placate you with time, made the neder, would you have made the neder or not? So, does he hold from charat or not? So, it's to the shono. But the Ran says, it's both heading in the same direction. I mean, this question, where the 10 people would approach you, is better than charata, but worse than a petach. Garami petach, it's worse than a petach. He says, Mishum d'lo hayu achshav asar b'nei dam shifaisuhu. In other words, because there aren't 10 people who are going to mifais him, the name of petach mal yahavi. Shul yodeh kein lo yanodeh. In other words, a petach is if you know an A, B, and C, would you make an eder? So there is no 10 people. There is nothing like that. So in that way, it's more inferior to a petach. But adif me charata, but it's better than charata. He says, mishum de charata greda, enimot se shum inyan, ba'atzmo shemach mato ilan odir bo'otosh sha'ah. He says, in other words, with the charata, I don't see, you know, anything in and of itself, the neder that he wouldn't have made it. It's just like his state of mind is a little different. He says, "Vizaya ba'atzmo, vizaya yodeya ba'atzmo, she'ilu yom fasin otobo tasha lo yano neder." He knows that if 10 people would come, he wouldn't have made the neder. And some mitbarer yoter shemitocha mehir in the dar. It's clearer that because of his haste, he did it. Shemahachi mandgaris. Anyway, he wants to say they're both good. In other words, the bottom line is 10 people coming to you is better than charata, but it's inferior to a petach. So that's what he's saying. So back in the Gemara, this is like a middle path. He said it's better. It's not as good as a petach because a petach is if I had realized that X, Y, and Z was true, I never would have made it. Well, it's not true. 10 people aren't going to placate him, so it's more inferior to petach. But it's better than charata because he's saying that had 10 people come to me, then I would not have made this neder. So it's better than the charata. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. He says, b'tiro. Okay, back in the Gemara. Tanya, Rav Yehuda Omer, Omrim li ol yadam, leiv ze alecha. They say to a person, he wants to be matir neder, leiv ze alecha. Do you still feel the same way that you did initially, that you wanted to do it? Imam are love. He says, no, matir neder, we're matir it. Either 10 people had come to you to placate you, we made an eder. Imam or lav matir noto. All right. Now, let me just see only some of these sheets here, and then we'll pause. 1 second. Yeah, 1 second. Go ahead. Right. Again, so it's not a davar muskam. In other words, the opinion that said, not everything is going like on the same derech. In other words, the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rav Asi, the second last shown, said ain porchim b'charata, only a petah. But then the Gemara says that with Rav Huna, he said li b'chalach amalei lo v'sharia. So he holds that charata is good, and that's the way we generally hold that charata is good. Okay, now we literally learned 3 levels. We learned charata, then if asar b'nei adam, and then petah. Okay, now let me just do a little bit here. Is Daniel still with us here tonight? Okay. Would you try harder? Okay. The Torah empowers a chacham with the power to annul the darim. The Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Yud derives halacha from the pasuk lo yachel devaro aval achir mokhlo, that you can't profane his vow, but others, i.e. a chacham, can void it. However, a chacham does not annul one's vow unless he finds a petach, which demonstrates that the vow was made by mistake. For example, if a person vowed not to eat meat for a month and then wants to have his neder annulled because upon recalling he wants to attend his friend's wedding feast, as a basis for annulment, the Chacham finds a petach by asking him, had you initially considered your friend's wedding, would you have made the neder? And upon receiving a negative response, the Chacham nullifies the neder. The Gemara cites a dispute as to whether charata, regret, is a valid basis for annulment. For example, the noder was aware of his friend's wedding but made the neder anyway in a moment of anger. It is questionable whether he can have his neder nullified based on the fact that he now regrets his rashness. In other words, he got angry at that moment at the friend or whatever, and then he made his neder that he's not going to eat, so then he can do it. According to all opinions, neder cannot be nullified merely on the basis that it is causing discomfort due to some unforeseen development, unless the discomfort proves to be grounds for valid petach or harata. The Mabit writes that when the noder has, you know, one thing I try to point this out, you know, when I have it on my sheet, I give out the sheet before for Hataras and Darim, that, you know, we do Hataras and Darim in Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the halacha is that Hedyotot can do like Hataras and Darim, but the Mechaber brings down, and I remember that the Mechaber brings down that the Dayanim have to at least understand the difference between a Petach and a Charata. In other words, they have to know the Aleph Beis of Hataras and Darim in order to be on the bezel. If they know zero, then it's a nullity. So I try to go over it with the people beforehand, but I do the best I can. But I give out those sheets, hopefully, that people learn it. Okay, so, and then I remember Rabbi Ezra Schwartz was saying like this to me. I give it like before.
Just before.
Like in Rosh Hashanah. Like around the days before. The day of I do, but I try to do it usually like a few days ahead of time, but aren't too many takers a few days ahead of time. And then on the morning a little bit. Okay, so, and then I give it to like Rabbi Ismach. He puts it with the notice and then you click on it. Everybody can get it at their home. Okay, so now, the Babit writes that when the noter has a Baal Petach, the need to appeal to a Chacham for nullification is only midrabanan. When the Torah of the neder has a Petach, is considered a neder b'taut, a vow made under mistaken assumption, and it automatically void even without the Yidva Chacham. This is a Mekach Taus, sailor Kedush made under mistaken assumption is void. So according to the Babit, if I have a Petach, then the neder is dropped down to a Dindrabanan, but I still need a Hatar Sadarim. The Babit's son, the Maharit, questions the purpose of the drasha, lo yached ro, v'lochen mokhlen lo. In other words, the Gemara has a drasha that the Beis Din be matched to the neder, or the chacham be matched to the neder. But according to the opinion, the neder can only be nullified through petach. In other words, if I say a neder can only be nullified through a petach, which is we saw in the Gemara in this one opinion, and according to the Mabid, if it is a petach, there is no neder on a derais level, on a derabanan level, so what do I need this drasha? Which is Lo Yachel Devaro of Alachin Mokul Lo. He can't profane his words. Others can profane it for, meaning the Bezdin of the Chacham. What do I need that for? It's not under a Raisa level. So, since the Mabit says that a Neder which has a path that's not required a Chacham and a Torah, what kind of Neder was to referring to when an empowered Chacham with the authority to nullify Neder? The Tosos Yishanim writes that the requisite of Baal Petach or Charata is going to Drabanan, and a Torah Chacham can nullify any vow at will. Accordingly, the Maharit's question is resolved. Because the drash of Alter Mokhlen Lo is necessary in a Torah to teach that the Chacham can nullify any vow. In other words, that the Chacham is supposed to mean to nullify any vow, he's saying. He says, Min HaTorah. It was only in later generations that the sages limited the sages' power to vows which have developed Petach or Charata. So it means like this. On a derais level, a Chacham can be matter any neder. But now, midrabanan, you can only be matter neder that has Charata or Petach with it. But some say only a petach, and that's the way it goes. But then, according to the Mabid, if there's a petach, then it lowers the level of the neder to a drabana. Okay, I got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. Okay, now let's take a look. Okay, so I think we're at the parentheses now, right? Okay, siman asi velazar yochanan v'yanai hahu da'atel kamid rabbi asi. If somebody came from rabbi asi, amale kedu tahita, or kedu tahit. Do you now like regret this neder? Amalei lo, like it works better with the ran. If you look at the ran, duti klomar atamet charet karata to being kar mishon tel rishono. Do you regret ever having made this neder? And he says amalei de lo bitmiya, and not, you know, of course the sharia. He was matir back in the Gemara. Who to at the coming to Blazar amalei bite the door. He says, do you still want this neder? Amalei ilo meragzently lo bein klom, and they not agitated me, got me angry. I never would have made it at all. I never wanted it at all. Amalei tehei kibayit. It should be like you want it to be, which is without an eder. Now, hahi itta da adarta librata. It was a woman who placed a neder on her daughter. It was like a konam. So atoy lekamid Rav Yochanan. The mother came for Rav Yochanan. Amar lo, he said to her, ilu habayadat da amin begeratech ala debratach. Had you known that your neighbors say concerning your daughter, top line on Chafez Amar Aleph, Ilo Chamatva Ima Milim Da'aziva Bekdilo Adarta. He says that the neighbors would say, had the mother not seen something of disrepute in the daughter, she never would have made such a neder. So if you look at the Ron, it's on the previous staff, two lines from the bottom, Milim Da'aziva, Shere'uyi Bekathio Ne'ezevet, Shotanemi Ima Me'yotan Devarim. And the earlier one says, where is it here? Not here. So, wait. Yeah. In other words, if you look at the top line of the Rashi, though, he says, "Even lo kamat ba'ima, even leish ra'tabaima, milum da'aziva, dvarim shi'afin lanichan kolomar dvarzima." In other words, if the mother hadn't seen that the daughter was engaged in lewd and lascivious activity, she never would have issued this neder. In other words, now milum da'aziva, the Ran understands it like words like that are appropriate that she should be abandoned. In other words, the mother says, a konam, like my property, is prohibited to the daughter. And then she comes to Rabbi Yochanan and one of Max's netter. So Rabbi Yochanan said, had you realized that the neighbors were going to say that had your daughter not engaged in activity, immoral activity, she never would have made this netter. Would you have made the netter? And apparently the daughter had not. He says, Bikthilo Adart. So I'm going to say, Ms. Ziva, Bikthilo Adarta. So Mia Adart. Would you have made such an editor? I'm like, no, Bisharya. Now, Barbarate to Rabbi Yanai, what? Say again, what? Yeah. So he says, Barbarate to Rabbi Yanai, the grandson of Rabbi Yanai, the son of his daughter, Barbarate to Rabbi Yanai Saba, Atlatam to Rabbi Yanai Saba. In other words, he came to his grandfather to be Matin an editor. So I'm like, Ilu Haba Yedad, the Parchin Kasach, Mashrashim, but Obadach, Minadart, and you realize in the Shemayim, that they're looking at your like account book, in other words, because it's not appropriate to make nedarim. I look at your ma'aseh. Would you remain the neder? I'm like, no. He said, no. Sharia. He was matir. Okay. Now let me do a little bit with these sheets, and then that'll be it. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right. Let me do a little bit here, and then that'll be it. Now, that's a petah. That's a petah. When you didn't realize, in other words, if you would realize all the facts, you never would have made the netter. So had you realized that in Shemayim there's a whole cheshbon, would you have made the netter? No, so that's a peta. So he says, the Aruch HaShulchan explains there are two methods of releasing a person from a vow. The first method is to find an opening, a peta, and the second method is for the vower to express regret, harata. An opening is where the vower declares, had I known that it was a result of my vow, I would have to face this circumstance, I never would have vowed. In other words, had the vower considered the matter at the time he took the vow, he would not have taken the vow. This yields the equivalent of a mistaken vow. Regret, on the other hand, does not involve finding something that, had he known, he would not have made the vow. Rather, he claims that he took the vow out of anger or rushed into the vow. Consequently, he regrets that he ever made the vow without the requisite clarity of mind. Although the Gemara records a dispute whether an opening is necessary or even regret is sufficient, no rules that regret is sufficient. However, the regret must be that the vow was made in the first place, but the vower declares that he now, meaning from this point forward, regrets taking the vow. The vow cannot be annulled. Now, he says one interesting difference between openings and regrets is that there are certain vows that are not subject to regrets. For example, if a person made a vow to fast or perform another mitzvah, if he were to express regret for the vow, he would lose the credit that he accrued for the fast and mitzvahs he performed up until this point. Like, let's say he makes a neder that he's going to fast every Monday and Thursday for the Purim Beis Hamikdash. And now he wants to say that I made this neder, I was just like, not in my right mind. However, you can't get out. You can't get out from that. However, it is acceptable. In other words, because if they would let him out from it, that would be like Toel Rishonot. It would be like you're regretting like the previous good masim you did. You lose anyway. However, it is acceptable to find an opening for the vower to release him from any further obligation to fill his vow. Therefore, the fasts have weakened the vower's body, or the mitzvahs have generated dissent or hatred. He could say that, in other words, let's say he says, my wife, the family, they're all upset that I'm fasting all the time. I can't go to dinners and things like that. Had I known that the fast would weaken my body or I feel shvach, I never would have taken the vow. Or had I realized the mitzvah would generate dissent and hatred, I never would have taken the vow. These are not expressions of regret that would uproot the credit for the earlier fast or the toast performed. By stating that he did not wish to accept this practice with the force of a vow. Okay, now, one more story, this will be it. A certain bacher had a difficult time refraining from particular sin. His conscience bothered him to such an extent that he decided to make a neder that if he ever transgressed his sin again, all meat and wine would be prohibited to him. Unfortunately, he soon fell back into his old negative behavior. Even worse, the young man was so ashamed of his lapse that he couldn't bring himself to consult with the Rav. That was surprisingly, he slipped further and ate meat and wine until this too became a habit. Now he had another sin of continuously violating his vow on his conscience. Subsequently, the bacher felt terrible remorse, especially since he never refrained from doing the sin that had inspired him to make a vow in the first place. Eventually, this disturbed him so much that he again made a neder, this time prohibiting all fruit to himself if he fell again. Predictably, he slept and was once again too embarrassed to go to a chacham to annul his vow. Eventually, his overwhelming guilt drove him to seek an annulment. Since he was known to be an otherwise good person beside this one failing, and since he truly regretted his sin and wished to do tshuva, the chacham was inclined to take his appeal seriously. During the Rav's examination of the circumstances, the young man stated, but I really don't regret the vow, only the fact that I failed to stick to my commitment. Rav asked, but if 10 people had appealed to you to reconsider at the time, would you admit it anyway, asked the Rav. So no, the Amin answered. The Rav did not know how to decide the case, so he consulted with the Ramban Zatzal. So even though, so Ramban says, even though the Amin did not say, even though the Amin did say he would have been deterred if 10 had pleaded with him before the vow, perhaps his regretting the vow only because he failed to uphold it is like annulling a vow with Nola, a new unanticipated development. We'll see that doesn't cut it. Ramban responded, in my opinion, you may annul such a vow, because if you asked him if he had known ahead of time how hard it would be to overcome his Yetzer, he would have reconsidered. This is not Nolad. It's natural for the Yetzer to make things difficult. All right, that's going to be it tonight. Okay, let me end the recording. One second.